You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And if you missed any of those two interviews we just did on what's going to happen with the trash contract for the French Quarter at midnight tonight with Sidney Torres and Troy Henry, I would use that Rewind app on the Odyssey app or go to our website at WWL.com and listen back to what both men had to say, because they are both choosing their words very carefully and appropriately so, as they are in a legal battle right now. But gosh, I mean, I just felt icky after that interview with Troy Henry, because he made it so personal, and he just kept flinging allegation after allegation after allegation. And I don't know. I mean, it does seem this has gotten personal and political. It is about business, but it's also about the people of the city of New Orleans and about the French Quarter. And so much of that seems to be lost in so much of this. But go ahead and go back. And if you didn't get a chance to hear both men, I think that it would be worth a listen for you with the Rewind app on the Odyssey, Rewind feature on the Odyssey app, or going and listening to the whole interview at WWL.com. Let's lighten things up here and feel a little bit better. And welcome in Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Happy International Day of Friendship, Judy.
Happy International Day of Friendship to you too, Dave.
It's a day that we're supposed to appreciate our friends, and we're supposed to realize the value of friendship. In a time when I feel like people have fewer and fewer close friends, when people's entertainment seems to be more focused in home now than going out with friends more than ever before, when social media seems to take the place of real relationships, when AI seems to be filling the need for friendship for some people. And we have this new study out recently that found that the ideal number of friends to make someone really feel like they are loved, appreciated, and have meaningful relationships is to have five friends in their life. What do you think about that?
Really interesting. I mean, I think five is for most people, feels like an achievable number. I don't necessarily think that it has to be five. I think it can be three. I think it just needs to be high quality connections. And sometimes people will say, well, I'm a loner. I don't really like being with other people. But no matter what you say about that, biologically and evolutionarily, we are social beings. It's how we're built. And it goes all the way back to survival instincts, because we are not a species that is built to survive by ourselves. We survive when we are with others. We thrive when we're with others because our nervous system is more regulated. We're not in fight or flight all the time. There is something to that saying where they say that there's some kind of safety in numbers. It's really true for our species. And so no matter who you think you are in terms of whether or not you're an outgoing person or you're more shy, or maybe you describe yourself as a lone wolf, we still need a few quality connections for our bodies and our minds to work the way they're supposed to.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I have a number of texts that have come in as we discuss this topic today from people who say things like, I have zero friends, many acquaintances, and I'm perfectly happy. Another person says, I know a lot of people, but I don't have many friends. And others are saying, hey, all I need is my spouse and my children. I don't need any other friends. And very few people who have texted us say they actually anymore have five close friends.
Interesting. You know, I think that clearly some people are just more drawn to their families and they feel like those connections are enough. And I don't know if I would completely argue with that. I totally understand. I mean, if you're just so close to your brother, some cousins, your wife, your husband, your spouse, your kids, that may or may not be enough. I would say, though, that, of course, as you become adults, your relationship with your children will change. But if they're a little younger, you have to be careful if you're leaning on them too much in a specific way where you're not necessarily acting in a parent role anymore, right? So that's the downfall of always leaning on your family. And what about if you have family strife? We're going to talk to you about that. and most of the time end up kind of having family members take sides and that actually breaks the family apart. And so this is why sometimes it's nice to have people outside of the family for those connections. For the people who say, yeah, I got lots of people that I know, lots of people I talk to every day, I don't feel close to anybody, something feels missing, I think that that is much more consistent with what I think most people would experience if they just talked to people all day but didn't really feel like they could really go to one or two people when things really got tough or even just to celebrate when things go well. And that's really what friends are for, right? It's not just to be there to listen to you when you have difficulties. It's also people to share interests with, people to have fun with, people just to connect with. And there's no ulterior motive other than I like spending time with this person. I like doing things with them. And it doesn't have to be, again, 10 or 15 people. But if you don't have two or three people in your life that you can share these types of interests and get times with, then that definitely affects your mental and physical health.
We see people who have dozens, hundreds, or thousands of friends on social media, and they even call them that. You know, Facebook calls them friends. Others, they call them followers or different terms on different social media platforms. But does that fill that need for more traditional friendship, do you think? If people have connections with people, they're commenting back and forth, they're maybe sending messages to each other outside of posts, but generally just kind of being friends on these platforms, on their phones, is that friendship and does that fulfill what you were talking about earlier as a human need for that meaningful interaction?
Well, I definitely think that it's possible, but I think the main issue that people have with friendships on social media is that they tend to be more shallow, right? So a lot of times, even if you're commenting back and forth, it's just kind of pleasantries or you're just saying things in a way that, because a lot of times you're commenting publicly. I mean, of course, there's DMs and direct messaging, but if not, then you're commenting publicly. And so how deep can you really go without being completely revealing of yourself and maybe a little TMI in a public forum? And also just because social media is designed for fast consumption, it's just harder to build those deeper friendships. But I would not say that that's not the case for anyone. I think that there are some people who have built really deep relationships. It's just more rare just because of the way the platform works and how everything's grabbing your attention. I mean, you just don't have time to have deep relationships and conversations with everybody that you're following or are following you on social media. But again, I think that it's less about the forum and more about the quality. So, you know, one of my colleagues and I, we just became kind of, I would say we're kind of pen pals at this point. I mean, I haven't even met her in person. We just, you know, met in passing literally through email because we work in the same field. We're both psychologists. We both respect each other. We just kind of started to strike up a friendship through email, occasional phone calls and text messages. And, you know, I talk to her every week and our text messages are hilarious. I mean, we have a lot of deep conversations, but sometimes it'll be like 2 days before we text the person back. But I consider her to be a good friend, you know, and most of our friendship hasn't even taken place in person. So again, I would not write that off. It's just about the quality of that connection. What are you really talking about? And are you actually sharing something that makes a difference in terms of how you feel?
So you can, depending on how it is, kind of how you carry it out and how it develops, you can have meaningful friendships, even with people, and pen pals, an interesting term. Young people, I don't even know if they know what that means anymore. Back when people used to literally write letters back and forth through the mail.
I'm dating myself.
And never meet each other. But could have had a meaningful relationship, and there could have been a very emotional purpose in being able to share those thoughts with each other. And maybe the fact that they'd never met even brings that to a totally different level. But so you can't have meaningful relationships with people through social media, but you say only if it's developed into something a little deeper.
Absolutely. And I think that that has to be meaningful and purposeful in terms of how you approach it, right? So it does start with you. I mean, of course, it's nice to wait for people to come talk to you, to reach you, but it always has to start somewhere, and you might as well start with, okay, hey, I want to get to know this person better, so I'm going to make the effort to try to deepen our conversation and our connection and kind of see how that works. And whether that's in real life or on social media, you can take that first step. If it's an in real life friend, it's like, hey, you know, I got some time this weekend. You got some time this weekend? You want to just go for a walk or grab some coffee or something? You know, it doesn't have to be long. It just has to be meaningful, if that makes sense. So it's not like you have to spend all day with somebody for your interaction to be meaningful. But if you have a chance, you know, being in person with people, that does offer a different type of connection. There's a lot of research that suggests, for example, that your neurochemicals that strengthens bonds and elevates mood, like serotonin and oxytocin, are changed in a slightly different way when you're in real life conversating with someone, spending time with them versus, you know, on the phone or on social media or writing. And so we don't know as much about that yet, but I believe that, right? Because again, there's just something about being in person with someone. I mean, I know that most of us can understand how it felt so different being in COVID and not seeing certain people. And then maybe after the height of COVID, coming out and seeing those people just felt really special, right? So there's something to be said about those in real life relationships too. And people should always try to develop that, even if it's just one or two people.
Hearing from folks on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line that it's increasingly difficult, particularly in the digital age and with all the demands of work, of family, of life getting in the way, to maintain friendships. And that as they age, they seem to see friends falling by the wayside and they have fewer and fewer friends.
I think that that's very true, because when we're younger, friendships and how to build them are kind of built into your life. You're at school, you see these people every day, and it doesn't mean that you like everybody that you go to school with, but at the very least, there's the potential for connection. You don't have to work so hard for it. For those people who go to college, similarly, again, that's an environment where people are ready to make friends. You're a young adult, you're excited. There's just a lot more activity going on. Even when people first start their jobs, again, there's a little bit of that excitement. If you work in jobs with other people, you're not isolated, then there might be a community at work. But as people get older and they kind of settle into their routines and their friends at work or who they are, but then everyone else is getting busy too. Maybe they have children, they have other responsibilities. A lot of people are part of that sandwich generation where they're raising kids, but they're also kind of taking care of their aging parents. So there's just too many responsibilities to then really devote time to keeping the friends you have, let alone try to make new ones. And I think that that's a real challenge. But it also is harder. It's not that I can't do it, but it is harder sometimes to put yourself out there as you get older. Like you feel silly, for example, signing up for a community event. You're like, oh, I'm going to be the only person that I, you know, that's going to go there. I have no idea who else is going to be there. That feels so much scarier when you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, as opposed to when you were maybe in your teens or in your 20s or even early 30s. Like that just felt natural to go into these new environments. I have heard that older individuals, they just find it harder to challenge themselves in that way. It's kind of like working out a old muscle that you're not sure works anymore, but it is still there if you do it. And if you challenge yourself, you can still find those connections at older ages.
Several people have texted me that all they need is their spouse and their pets, and they're happy. And they challenge the idea that they need other people outside of their marriage and their household to make them happy.
Yeah. I mean, again, if it works for you, I would not necessarily say, hey, that doesn't work. Again, it's really about the quality of connections, right? Not the number. And so if you're saying, well, my quality connections are all ones that are within my household and I'm happy with that, I think that's great. You do you. But I would just say that sometimes it can get challenging when the same person has to bear the burden of being relied upon over and over again? And what if you have a conflict with your spouse? What if you have an argument about something? Then who are you going to turn to, right? So sometimes it's just helpful to have a different perspective from another person who's not involved that intimately. And that's why I would just encourage, hey, maybe one or two friends outside of the home. But if you don't want to do that, if you feel perfectly happy, if you're saying that you never have an argument with your spouse, and even if you do, it blows over quickly, then you know what? That's great. I'm going to send some of my patients over to you to get some sage advice.
Judy Ho helping us here on this International Day of Friendship. And a new report, a study that finds that people are happiest if they have about five close friends, and that people mm-hmm. who have fewer than three experiencing a rougher time overall with their happiness. When we come back, I want to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. How many friends do you have, and are you happy with that number? And you've heard what Judy Ho has had to say. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We'll read some of your texts, take some of your calls after we check on WWL traffic. It's International Day of Friendship, and there's a new study out on how many friends it's best to have. Obviously, it's not a one-size-fits-all, but an international look at happiness found that the people who had about five close friends in general seem to be happier. Folks are texting us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. One person says, the older you get, the less time and energy you have to put into meaningful friendships. So that's why I think the circle shrinks as you age. Somebody else says, the problem with trying to have maybe one or two close friends outside of the family is that there are very, very, very few true, real, genuine friends out there. Somebody else says, there's a difference between true friends and fair weather friends. And another text says, it's not good for people to have just their spouse and pets as their friends, because they won't be there forever. You need to cultivate and nurture a few more friends.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Friendships. Dr. Judy Ho is helping us talk about this and think about it here on WWL. Any of those texts you want to comment on?
Well, I think that all of those make sense. I think a lot of people can relate, and maybe to multiple of those. I would just say that it's true about the family, right? We don't 100% know how much time we have, especially if you're very attached to aging family members, right? Again, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I think that this is not to discourage you from leaning on your family. It's awesome if that's your core. And I think that for a lot of people, it is. I just think that it doesn't hurt to expand. And why not, right? If it is important to you. And for some people, they'll say, you know what, I just don't have the time to prioritize this. But I would say, if you feel like something's missing in your life, something just feels like a little disconnected, or you just miss having friendships, you know, then of course it's going to be hard. But if it's something that's important to you, then dedicate some time to it, right? Not all of the good things in life, they're not easy, right? So it's not always sunshine and rainbows and roses for everything that is a positive in your life. There's still things that are trials and challenges for you to maintain those good things in your life. And so I think friendships are kind of the same. It is harder as you get older to make friends. But if you just say, hey, I'm going to just try to deepen a relationship I already have because I really like this person, or maybe I will join that new community event and just see if I meet somebody that I might connect with. If it's important to you, then dedicate time to that.
One person texted, and I think it meant it tongue-in-cheek, but it kind of speaks to some of the other texts we're getting. They said, I had friends, but my wife ran them off. And we're hearing people who are indicating that they have trouble maintaining friendships and maintaining a healthy marriage, suggesting that it's difficult for them to have both because both take time investment, and they don't have necessarily the time and the emotional investment to make in both.
Yes, and I would say that that's tongue-in-cheek, but also it's real for people. I personally had a very, very good friend from childhood who, once he got married, was like, I can never talk to you again. Wife's rules, just can't have any friends that are female, especially me, apparently, because I was one of his best friends. But I mean, we met when we were 8 years old, and I still remember that to this day. And earlier day where I already aged myself. So, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. Like, I still think about that because it is significant.
Because it was painful.
You do sometimes lose friends because of spouses saying, no, I don't want you to hang out with them, or, you know, no, I don't approve of you having friends of the opposite sex if you're heterosexual, et cetera. These things do happen. So unfortunately, you have to mourn and grieve that friendship. And of course, you move on. You have to respect those rules. And if the person wants to abide by those rules, then you have to understand that about this friend, too. You know, they couldn't fight that hard for you, or they didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, but there is something very real, though, to some people feeling threatened, particularly if they're heterosexual, by someone of the opposite sex who is a very good friend or the best friend of their spouse because they want to be their spouse's best friend.
Exactly. And again, if that is something that, for whatever reason, whether it's insecurity or they just don't want to be replaced or they want to be the best friend and they think that they could only be one best friend, which, of course, I argue with. I think you can have multiple best friends. But if that's the case, then you do have to respect that, right? You have to respect that, and you have to find your quality connections elsewhere. And I think that a lot of people still have somewhat traditional ideas about that. I mean, sometimes I think a person could be overly possessive, but other people just have more traditional views about friendships outside of a marriage or a partnership. And instead of getting mad at your spouse, if that's you, maybe talk to them about where those beliefs come from and why are they so insistent or don't want you to spend time with certain people. I think it's important to try to get to a place of understanding about it. Yeah.
Dr. Ho, thank you so much for joining us on this International Day of Friendship and talking about it. Fascinating and something I think everybody can relate to. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Dave. Bye.
Dr. Judy Ho here on WWL. Somebody else texts and says, I'm a hermit and I love it. And maybe that does work for some people. Maybe it doesn't for others. There's no one size fits all with this. All right, coming up, more of your texts. We'll talk about some of the other topics we've discussed today on the show. And we'll get Newell Norman in to see what he's working on for the next 3 hours here on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy. StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.